Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, bringing you the latest from the Vatican, where the appointment of the new Archbishop of Westminster was announced on Friday. He's Archbishop Vincent Nichols of Birmingham, who takes over from Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor. Philippa Hitchin was among the first journalists to speak to the Archbishop following his appointment. Let's listen.
First of all, very many congratulations and thank you for giving us a few moments of your time on what must be a fairly busy day, I imagine, today. Can you tell us, first of all, your reactions when you heard this news?
Well, when I was approached by the nuncio and he told me that it was the desire and the wish of the Holy Father that I would succeed Cardinal Cormac, well, I swallowed hard and said yes, because that's what my life's about, just wanting to play a part in the mission of the Church under the obedience of the Church. So it wasn't, in that sense, a decision that I had to make, but it's something I have to learn to cope with, because it is a daunting prospect.
Those who know you best describe you as a very ambitious man. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think I am ambitious for the things of God. I just want to serve the Church and to serve its mission, and I don't mind where I do it. I don't mind. It doesn't make any difference to me where that is. That's the only ambition I have.
Taking over there in Westminster, what do you see as the greatest challenges facing the Church today?
Well, the challenges that face the Archbishop of Westminster essentially are the same as those that face every bishop in this country, but sometimes they're writ rather more large in the capital city and with the intensity of the media being centred in London. And also, I think some of the voices that are raised against the Church are probably more strident in London than anywhere else. In many parts of the country, there are very good relationships between the churches and public authorities. Here, they seem to be more strained. And I would want and hope to be able to address that interface between the culture of the capital and the life of faith of the capital, along with other faith leaders and other church leaders.
You have been quite outspoken in addressing the problem of the secular media in Britain before. You've talked about an anti-Catholic agenda, particularly at the BBC. Do you think this is likely to continue?
Well, the BBC is a very large and complicated organisation, and I don't recall ever having said that the BBC as a whole is anti-Catholic. I think what happened for me was that there were one or two pockets and enterprises within the wider BBC that was certainly, in my view, conducting itself wrongly. And that's what I was protesting about. At other times, the BBC is wonderfully cooperative. You just have to think of the funeral of Pope John Paul II, when the BBC gave the best coverage around the world of anybody. So there is a lot of cooperation and shared work with the media in this country, and I wouldn't want it caricatured as purely oppositional, because it isn't.
You're well known for your work in the fields of ecumenism and interfaith dialogue, particularly with the Muslim community up there in Birmingham where you've been. Do you see this as a priority as you take over in Westminster?
Well, I look forward to learning a lot about the pattern of interfaith dialogue in Westminster. I know there's been a tradition on the ground of great work done in the diocese through the Interfaith Network. I'm not sure what happens in terms of leadership. Certainly in Birmingham, that has been a great strong point for us. And I was glad to be able to say this morning that I knew many people would be praying for me, including Muslims, Jews and Sikhs in particular, in the city of Birmingham. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to say.
You've also been in the forefront of the Church's efforts to try and overcome this very painful episode of sex abuse within the Church. Do you think this is something that you have really been able to put behind you as a Church, and that you will be able to move into your new job without having to worry too much about this now?
I think overall, yes, with the caveat that those who have been deeply traumatized through being abused, perhaps in their childhood, they are very important, and we constantly have to try and be sensitive and give attention to that enduring pain. I think from a managerial point of view, we are past that, and that perhaps the signal of that is there's no longer great media interest in the remaining cases that we have to deal with and act properly. But there is always a compassion to be extended to anyone who is really suffering, especially if that's happened within the life of the church.
Finally, within the bishops' conference there, we've heard some pretty nasty rumours in recent weeks about divisions amongst the bishops. How much is this a challenge for you, finding some real unity amongst church leaders there?
Well, I think they're no more than rumours, and I have absolute confidence that now that this decision is made, that I will have the unequivocal full support of every bishop. I've no doubt about that whatsoever. And I think what innuendo and rumour has to be kept in its place. It's not that important.
When Gordon Brown was over here in the Vatican just recently, we heard talk of a possible papal visit to Britain. Do you think that this may be on your agenda next year?
I sincerely hope so. It'd be a most wonderful thing if the Pope were to come to this country, but I understand there won't be an immediate decision.
And while our congratulations go to the new Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nichols, our thanks also go to Philippa Hitchin for bringing us that information. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.